Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm sitting here in a hotel room in Las Vegas, Nevada. When I woke up this morning, I checked my messages and my email, and then I went to Facebook and I saw a picture of me, Zelda, and Ken Funk at the Funketeers Ball in D.C. Somebody had reposted. Now, when I'm out there doing what I do, I'm just doing it. And when we're out there doing what we do, we're just doing it. And sometimes I look back and I'll say, wow, you know, that was kind of a big deal that me, Zelda, and Ken Funk were there in D.C. from Los Angeles, 2,000 miles away, traveling separately, but together sort of, for the funk and to represent somewhat that L.A. thing. You know, there were Funketeers from all around the world, thanks to Hop Sauce, who came from wherever he's at, Europe, someplace, Germany, I think. And I had lunch with him. You know, I hung out with him. He bought me lunch, actually. And I got to talk to him, hang out, and hear his stories about, you know, how he came from Iran to Germany and how deep he is into the funk. This dude is like into the funk. You know, I'm into the funk in a certain way, but this dude is. Anyway, for all of us to come there from LA, you know, all three of us, you know, and I know him, and, you know, I realized that there's a structure or a society or a community around me. And it's not that I take it for granted, though I think at some level you must take some things for granted to keep going. But I just realized, it hit me just how thick the L.A. maggot and the funk community is, you know, here around me in L.A. You know, it hit me that, you know, we got something. You know, all of us out there in L.A. had my L.A. maggot shirt on, you know, and, you know, me, Zelda, and Ken Funk, I mean, you know, they just, oh, that's just Zelda and Ken Funk, you know. But if you stop and think about it, you know, what they bring to, I could probably say, my life, you know, it's like I might be like a fish don't know he's wet. You know, there's so many players around me, Oli and Ponytail and Tate. And I mean, I don't want to start naming names. You know, I don't want to start naming Tim Williams and Mark Lee and Anthony Sanders, you know, Barry Chenault and Frankie Wadi. I mean, it just goes on and on. Bobby Easton, all these cats owe me sessions. And, you know, just, it just keeps going on and on. Kenny Crawford and, you know, just Mellow. And it just keeps going on and on. And so, you know, I'm laying there and I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about making something like this. And then I kept going, and I saw my memories. My memories came up, and it was a video clip of Charlie Lake and Cassandra and Pam and Kenzine. And I mean, you know, all of us was, you know, in the bedroom singing. Danny Ritter. Honestly, I don't want to leave nobody out. I know I'm going to. And if I leave you out, hit me up. You know, private message, and I'll make another one just to put you in. Because y'all know who y'all is. And then, you know, they was all in my bedroom singing. We're just hanging. I mean, just to have all that around me. And it's not that I take it for granted, but though you have to take it for granted to keep going, to keep churning through. You can't stand there in awe of it. Go, oh. You need to get at some point, all right, look. You know, this is an opportunity, you know, and sometimes opportunities become so big for me that they become responsibility. If you have I don't want to get too philosophically deep, but as far as our opportunity, consciousness and awareness and our ability to actually think and quote unquote have free will, a type of free will, because some people question that there is no free will. Because of consciousness and opportunities that we have, you know, the opportunity we have. I'm sitting in a hotel room in Las Vegas, this Compt. I didn't say mommy gave it to me for free. The hotel gave it to her for free, and she gave it to me, you know. So, and then I got room service last night thinking it was Compt, and then I accidentally charged it to my room. And so the charge came out on my credit card. And even that was an opportunity I need to be aware of, because even though they charged my credit card without me knowing it, it was no big deal. You know, it wasn't a life-ending or life-shaking event. You know, it's just, oh, well, they charged my credit card. All right, keep going. And just to have, I mean, I just want to, I don't want to get all gushy and say I appreciate y'all, because I don't. I don't even like y'all. I don't even know why I come around y'all all the time. Not that y'all get on my nerves, but there are moments when we sitting there and we doing that Funk House or whatever we're doing, LA Magus thing. Tally, how can I forget the Black Hobbit? That nigga, man, I mean, what? 10 years of that brother. Ooh, Lord. He probably more than 10 years. I mean, it just goes on and on. And you know, we got a community here. And like I said, it's not that I take it for granted, even though I do, because it's just my nature. You know, if there are moments when it just hit me and I go, wow. And Ole asked me one time, I was saying, you know, I'm doing some, you know, houses or something back there in Ohio. He's like, you gonna move? I was like, nope. I said, I can't move. I can't leave y'all. I couldn't leave y'all, because I don't think what we got, I don't think exists anywhere else in the world. You know, I don't think it exists anywhere else in the world. You know, oh, I got to give a shout out to Lonnie Marshall, too, for doing Funky Fridays, which brought a lot of us together. And what he did with Funky Fridays was he was there every week for like a year. It was consistent. It was something you can count on and be there. And it built a community. A lot of us met there, and we just took it on and kept moving it. You know, and, you know, they get together and play, and we got professional musicians out here. And I guess I'm having a moment to where, you know, I'm thinking opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. You know, opportunity. We got to do something with it. Y'all always hear me say that. We got to do something with this. And I'm sitting up here with like gigabytes and gigabytes of recorded music that they came to me and trusted me to, you know, get them down in the digital. And I got all this stuff now. And as Ken Funk say, share. It's not really about sharing. It's more about finishing. You know, it's more about finishing and getting the product out there. And I do need to get some of this out there. I mean, we just got something. That's my mother that's my mother calling, saying to pick her up. Watch. Watch. Hello?
Yes.
Yes?
Why haven't you come down?
You said 9:30, 9:45, and Laurie said don't leave until after.
Okay, I'm gonna come to your room. Are you at 9:21?
I'm at 9:31, and I think I think I need to come to your room, because I think Laurie left something in there I need to get.
In my what?
In your room. I think I need to come to your room.
All right, but we have to be out by 11, so come on.
It's only 9 o'clock.
Okay, I'll wait for you here then.
Yeah, we got time. It's only 9 o'clock. Okay?
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And see, even that I take for granted. Even that I take for granted. That's my mother calling. And yeah, I knew she was going to call. You know, I was supposed to pick her up like in 2 hours. And, you know, it's not that you take it for granted. You just have to live through it, you know, and not be in awe of it and not let it shake you or move you. But you want to pull out. You want to realize the importance or significance of it, you know, without being in awe of it. And, you know, keep going, you know. He called me like, why aren't you in my room? And I'm like, because we got 2 hours or something like that. But, yeah, it's just all that, you know. I just wake up grateful sometimes, you know. I mean, hey, how can you not wake up grateful? You know, sitting in the hotel room is gorgeous, too. And, you know, I'm thinking this is like little sectional here. I don't have that kind of stuff in my apartment. My apartment's set up like a studio or office, because usually I'm in the bed. Or I'm in the recliner eating, watching TV, or I'm at my working, you know. I don't have a space to where I can just kind of lounge. And so I was, you know, I took the advantage to see, you know, if I would like a sectional or a lounge area like this, and I don't. I sat there 15 minutes and just, you know, got back and, you know, got in the bed or laid down or got on the computer. Then anyhow, in Parliament Funkadelic, we ain't even going to go into that thing. We're not even going to go into what that band and that crew and the members and just being the association that they allowed me to have. You know, not that I'm associated with them or nothing, but, you know, whatever that was, whatever that is, you know, I and Norwood too, just, you know, I'm grateful, I guess I'm grateful. I am truly grateful. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm in Las Vegas. I gotta go get my mother so I can take her to meet my sister, because my sister's daughter is having a volleyball tournament and they finish up and they leave, and I gotta take my mother down there so Laura don't gotta ride all the way back downtown. And it's just all good. It's just good, you know. And I just want to let everybody know. Actually, I don't. This is all for me. This is what I do, these videos and stuff like this. But I'm talking to me in front of you. Basically, that's what I'm doing. I'm really talking to myself, and it's almost like a self therapy to go over the things in my head, to remember things. And then once the video is made, of course, backup archive, I'll have it forever. You know, I can go back and look at it, transcribe it, put it into the book, you know, whatever. And just, you know, put it on my website, blah, 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 blah. I hope this came out. Anyway, 11 minutes, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, LA Maggots. We got something, y'all. We're going to have to do something with it because we got so much talent. And I say it over and over and over and over and over and over. And I know people say, well, do something with it already. You know, and somebody should say, nigga, just do something with it. Quit talking about it. Damn. That's what I'm saying to myself. That's what this video is for. This is what me saying to myself, because I'm in Vegas now. I brought a bunch of my electronics here. I got mixers. I got mics. I got my cameras. I mean, I can do stuff. I'm fully loaded to go ahead and get some stuff done. And I'm going to be here for like a day. Be here at least for 24 hours, you know, in a room. And, you know, Vegas, I might go see the Mom Museum, and that's about it, you know, because I've been here, blah, 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 blah. I ride down and see, I love the Dance of Waters. I might have to stop and see the Dance of Waters at Bellagio. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. I got to go. You heard my mother call. I got to go. Swing it on, y'all. How many times? Jeffrey TFE.